Governor Sean Parnell issued a disaster declaration for the Fairbanks area today following a winter storm last week that caused a widespread power outage. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the declaration will help residents and the local electric co-op recover damages.
Hundreds of Golden Valley Electric Association customers remained without power Monday, 5 days after a storm toppled trees that damaged lines, poles, and other equipment from Fairbanks to Nenana. Over 13,000 customers initially lost electricity, and most have been brought back online. But Golden Valley spokeswoman Cassandra Cerny says there's still work to do.
An estimated 800 GVEA members are still without power. Power's been restored to the larger outage areas, and crews are now working on the individual outages, which are scattered across GVEA's system.
Golden Valley has brought in additional line workers from Anchorage to supplement its own crews and local contractors. They're working nonstop, but Cerny says progress has slowed due to the type of damage done by large trees that fell on individual properties.
When they came down, they took out some of our equipment and caused some major damage. So right now our crews are out, they're replacing transformers, they're putting new poles in the ground.
Cerny says it could be days before everyone is back online. The outage has affected residents in survival mode. Jose Rodriguez and Ruth Harper of North Pole were at the store Saturday loading up on supplies.
13 gallons of water, a heater attachment to hook up to a propane tank.
Candles. And batteries.
Gonna look for a generator.
Rodriguez and Harper said they'd been able to keep their house from sinking below 50 degrees as of Saturday. Rodriguez said they hope to stick it out at home with their dogs, even though the electricity might be out for a while.
The tree fell on the power line that goes directly to our house, so we're the only ones on the block without power.
Overnight lows are forecast to plummet to between 30 and 40 below zero this week, prompting North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins to issue a proclamation seeking state help. Hopkins says state funds could be very important if the outage results in frozen pipes and other home damage.
Are there property damage and losses that we should be hearing about? And that's what this proclamation sets in place.
State Deputy Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management Mike O'Hare says the North Star Borough and local cities have done well responding to the situation, and the state disaster declaration is more about cost recovery.
Let's assess what's broken, and let's see what kind of programs we can bring together to fix it. And that's exactly what the governor's declaration is.
O'Hare says both homeowners and Golden Valley Electric, as a nonprofit co-op, will be able to apply for state programs to help cover the cost of storm and outage-related damage. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.